We are ready to negotiate within the week, making it clear that
he was a myth in the making. The destitute all saw him as a romantic anti-hero on whom they could project all their dreams. In March 1967, an African-American attorney named Marion Wright challenged senators in Washington to visit the Mississippi Delta and see the extreme suffering there for themselves. Bobby lands in Jackson, Mississippi on April 9th. Living conditions in the slums, with no water or electricity, resemble those of the Third World. Infant mortality is twice the national average. Bobby ignores protocol. Once again, he heads straight for the children. They were the best witnesses to life's hardships. He sat in the poorest homes with children whose bellies were swollen from malnutrition, simply stroking their cheeks. "I couldn't have done it," said the activist who was with him. He did. She could feel it. He needed them as much as they needed him. "Everything I've done till now has been pointless. If I don't save these children, who will?"
"I've been to the Delta area in Mississippi, and I've seen here in the same country our same people starving to death. I've seen them in eastern Kentucky without enough food, with milk once a month for children. Well, we know that there's something wrong. We know that there's something unacceptable, and we know that we can do something about it."
There was a new Bobby emerging out of all this struggle for such a painful cause, and reaching out to the Bobby he once was, the devout and selfless child.